What up, guys? Jake the Realtor coming at you. And right now, I'm going to tell you why you are getting ripped off. Absolutely, 100%. You are getting ripped off. I'm a little sick right now. Okay, so my nose is a little congested. So if I sound a little weird, you know, if I do a couple sniffies, you know, a couple sniffs, just excuse that. But here we go. Let's get into it. If you are thinking about selling your home, right? You own a home right now. You're thinking about making a move. You want to sell your home. You want to pull out before the, you know, the prices start to dip down a little bit. You want to get your equity out, make a move. If you hire a real estate agent to get your home sold for 6%, for 6% commission, you, my friend, my beloved, beautiful homeowner friend, if you hire a real estate agent for 6%, I'm going to be honest with you, you're getting ripped off. 100%. 100% you're getting ripped off. Some agents might not agree with me, and some agents might be like, well, we provide value, and I'm a quality agent, and oh, I'm better, I'm the best agent out there. That's why I charge 6%. I'm going to tell you right now, it's all bullshit. If you agree or you hire somebody for 6%, you're getting absolutely ripped off. Ripped off. There's no reason you should be paying 6%. If you have a $500,000 home and you're paying 6%, that's $30,000. It just pisses me off. You know that? You shouldn't be paying 6%. And here's why. I'm going to be upfront. I'm going to be honest with you. There are different agents out there. And I do believe, for the most part, you do get what you pay for. And there are agents who have no idea what they're doing. And there's many amazing agents who are quality, who are very skilled, who are very talented, who are very knowledgeable, and who really handle themselves well, and who are top tier. But I'm not speaking from the perspective of a real estate agent. I'm speaking from the perspective of trying to help everybody. And, you know, I just speak on what I believe is true. And I really believe if you pay 6% for a commission, you're being overcharged. You're being ripped off. Okay. Now, like I said, here is why. There's thousands of agents out there. Thousands of agents in California. There's thousands of people that have their real estate license. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a ton of good agents out there. A ton. There's a lot of good agents. You don't need to pay 6%. You don't need to pay 6%. I'm telling you right now. It's not that hard. First of all, a real estate agent doesn't sell your house. Okay? I do believe that real estate agents provide a valuable service, and real estate agents do provide value, but a real estate agent is not going to get your home sold. Okay. Your home is going to sell itself. People want homes, right? There's no need to have a real estate agent try and sell your home. Your home is going to sell on its own. The real estate agent provides you the service of listing your home for sale, of getting it out there on the internet, of doing some, you know, some advertising, some marketing. But for the most part, when it's all said and done, your home is going to sell itself. And that's exactly why I believe 6% is too high. Now, what is fair? I do believe you should hire a real estate agent. If you're going to sell your house, I do believe you should hire a real estate agent because they do provide a valuable service. 6%, too high. So what should you pay? I would suggest paying in the range of 4 to 5%. That's my opinion. A lot of agents probably aren't going to agree. Like I said, they're probably going, what, 4%? My time is worth more than 4%. And you know what? That might be true to you. Your time might be worth more than 4%. But I think it's important to think about the homeowner and the fact that a lot of homeowners spend 2, 3, 4, 5 years saving up for a $20,000 down payment. Yeah, and just like that, it's gone in the real estate agent commissions when they go to sell their house. That's what I think about. I think about how I would like to be treated if I was in the position to sell a home. How would I like to be treated? Right? I don't want to try and be bamboozled and swayed with beautiful PowerPoint presentations and, oh, I'm going to do this to sell your house and this to sell your house. The truth of the matter is my house is going to sell its damn self. Your house is going to sell its damn self. Now, there are some things that agents can do to help get it sold a little bit quicker or help get some more offers. But ultimately, your home is going to sell its damn self. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay? I try and look in the perspective of how I would like to be treated if I was in the position of selling my home. And because I'm looking at it from that lens, I have to tell you the truth. Excuse me there. And like I've been saying, 6% I believe is too high. I believe you should be in the range of about 4 to 5% negotiating on there. Every agent's different. Every home owner is different. I do believe that you should hire a real estate agent to get your home sold. I think they provide a valuable service. But mainly I wanted to get on here and tell you that you're getting ripped off if you're paying 6%. That's just what I believe. That's my opinion. If you have a $500,000 house and you're paying 6%, like I said, that's $30,000. If you're paying 4%, that's $20,000. I think that's a lot more reasonable than paying $30,000. Anyways, guys, next episode, I'm going to get into a little bit more about what actually goes into the job of a real estate agent when it comes to selling a home, to put it on a much more understandable level of how much real estate agents get paid to provide a service. Okay, so stay tuned. I'm gonna let y'all know when I post it. Again, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, let me know. Hit me up, ask me whatever you want. If you're interested in purchasing a home, getting your home sold, or building up your rental portfolio to get some monthly rental income going, let me know. Other than that, I'm going to get out of here and maybe take a little sleep because I'm feeling a little under the weather. Other than that, I wish you guys blessings, abundance, and happiness, and I'll be on later. Bye, guys.